तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
प्रत्येक वर्ष जनवरी 26 तारिकका दिन अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसको रूपमा देशभर राष्ट्रिय दिवस मनाइन्छ। तर सँगसँगै यो दिनलाई राष्ट्रिय दिवसको रूपमा नमनाउन पनि आह्वान बढ्दै गएको छ। किन यो हर्षोल्लास गरी मनाउने दिनको विरोध बढेको हो त? यसबारेमा चर्चा गरौँ। अस्ट्रेलियाको भूमिमा सन् 1788 26 जनवरीका दिन ब्रिटिस अधिराज्यबाट आएकाहरूले पहिलोचोटि पाइला टेकेका थिए। बेलायतबाट आएको पानी डुङ्गाको पहिलो समूह त्यस दिन सिडनी आइपुगेको थियो। यही दिनलाई उत्सव मनाउँदै लाखौँ अस्ट्रेलियनहरूले यसलाई अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसको रूपमा मनाउँछन्। तर सँगसँगै यसलाई अतिक्रमण दिवस भनी अस्ट्रेलियाका आदिवासी समूह एबोरिजिनल र टोरेस स्ट्रेट टापुका मानिसहरूले यस दिनमा शोक मनाउने गरेका छन्। देशभरि शोक दिवसको रूपमा मनाउने क्रम अहिले बढ्दै गएको छ। तास्मेनियाको डेभनपोर्टमा शोक दिवस मनाउने र्यालीका आयोजक एडम थम्सन हुन् र उनले त्यहाँको एबोरिजिनल केन्द्रमा पनि काम गर्दै आएका छन्। उनको विचारमा 26 जनवरीलाई राष्ट्रिय दिवस मनाउनु भनेको यहाँको आदिवासी समूहको लागि आपत्तिजनक कुरा हो।
It's a date that marks the invasion of our country by the British and the celebration of a national day on that day, the January 26th, is offensive to us and it's a barrier to reconciliation. And myself and many people around the country are calling for Australia Day to be moved to another date that can be inclusive of everyone.
हालका दिनहरूमा अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसको मिति सार्ने अभियानले निकै गति लिइरहेको छ। सन् 2018 गरिएको एक सर्वेक्षण अनुसार 49% जनसङ्ख्याले यहाँको एभरिजिनल समुदायको मन दुख्ने दिन अस्ट्रेलिया दिवस मनाउन गलत हुन्छ भनी बताएका थिए। थम्सनका अनुसार अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसको मिति सारेको खण्डमा यहाँका आदिवासी र अन्य वर्गमा रहेको खाडललाई पूर्ण सहयोग गर्नेछ र उनीहरूको जीवनशैलीलाई सुधार्न पनि ठुलै मद्दत मिल्नेछ। तर यस अभियानका लागि आदिवासी मात्र नभएर अन्य वर्ग पनि आउनुपर्ने उनको आग्रह रहेको छ।
It's important for people to understand that we are not against the celebration of a national day. Aboriginal people more than anyone have a deep appreciation for our beautiful country and of course we would love to celebrate living here. But just on a date that doesn't represent a horrific turn in our history.
मेलबर्नमा रहेको यारा सिटी काउन्सिलले अस्ट्रेलियामै पहिलोपटक अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसलाई आधिकारिक रूपमा नमनाउने स्थानीय सरकारको रूपमा चिनिन्छ। यो दिन उक्त काउन्सिलले नागरिकता पनि वितरण गर्न बन्द गरेको छ। यस काउन्सिलकी मेयर मिसा कोलम्यानका अनुसार यस निर्णयका लागि समुदायको तर्फबाट निकै ठुलो पहल भएको थियो।
The 26th of January has only been the National Australia Day since 1994. So to those people who say, you know, it's always been this way, it's not actually the case. So it's a relatively recent initiative to have 26th of January as the National Australia Day and we don't feel wedded to that date at all.
यो वर्षको कार्यक्रममा उक्त काउन्सिलले हर्बर्ट जोक अस्टिन नामक मेलबर्नका एक सम्मानित एबोरिजिनल नेताको सम्मानमा अर्पण गर्ने भएको छ।
I'm aware of at least 10 local government authorities across Australia who have made changes to what they do or don't do on 26th of January. And I'm really, really proud that Yarra provided that leadership. I hope one day in the future the federal government might provide some similar sort of leadership.
डाक्टर एन्ड्रयू पिटर्स स्विनबर्न विश्वविद्यालयका एक प्राध्यापक हुन् र उनको भनाइमा अस्ट्रेलिया दिवसले उनको जीवनकालमै परिवर्तित रूप लिइसकेको छ। सुरुमा यो दिन कसैलाई वास्ता हुँदैनथ्यो तर अहिले आएर यसको ऐतिहासिक महत्त्वको बारेमा चर्चा बढ्दै गएको उनले बताए।
From, you know, early days when I was a young boy, we didn't really celebrate it much at all to then it becoming a public holiday on a Friday, which for me always meant a day full of sports, cricket and tennis. And now it's become much more an historical event, I think, and that's, I think, led to the discussions that we have now.
Dr. Peters-ka anusar, Australia Divas kun din manaincha bhanne bishay bhanda pani, kasari manaincha bhanne kura mahatwapurna ho bhani bataunchan. Yas Rashtriya Divasle British upanivesakharu aunu agiko samaj ra ahileko samaj dubai lai samman dinuparne unko vichar raheko cha.
It's simply just acknowledging what came before January 26, 1788. That there were some negative impacts to this arrival, but that there have also been a lot of positives that have come out of it, and they're the things that we should be focused on and celebrating, and including, you know, in celebrations and in speeches and things, including all people from all cultures, particularly focusing, I guess, on Aboriginal people as the first Australians. and then including, you know, migrant groups, refugee groups, and all of those sorts of things that, that now come together to make the Australia that we know and love.
यसै गरी मेलबर्नको एबोरिजिनल समुदायका सन एन्ड्रुजले 26 जनवरीको उत्सवलाई आफ्नो समुदायले पुरानो पीडाबाट अझै बलियो भई निस्कन सक्ने रूपमा मनाउने बताए उनी मेलबर्नमा यस दिन मनाइने बेलग्रेभ सर्भाइभल डेका आयोजक मध्येका एक हुन्
Our culture is very strong still and what we're finding is that probably the few things in our culture that are sort of coming back a lot stronger now that haven't been there as strong over sort of contemporary history is our dance and our language and stuff like that We've got the Jiri Jiri dances, which are the local women's group dancing, and it's actually quite a positive day.
यस दिन मनाइने उक्त कार्यक्रममा एबोरिजिनल समुदायका सांस्कृतिक अग्रजहरूले धुवाँ उडाउने र अन्य समूहले खाना परिकार र सङ्गीत प्रस्तुत गर्ने एन्ड्रुज बताउँछन्.
It's one of the few environments, one of the few events that's really, it's so really special because it doesn't matter what Aboriginal country or mob you come from. On that particular day, we're all there together. We all share together. And we share with all the Ballanders, all the white fellows and non-Indigenous people. And we open our arms to them to say, hey, this is a horrible day for us. But if you come in and you share our pain, we can make it quite positive and we can move forward and move through it. That's the power of Survival Day events.
You just say, Anya Prastuti, Sunna Chahana Uncha? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, मा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा